morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see you all on this cold morning. I appreciate you coming out, even though it was very cold. And I imagine that we have some folks missing because of the cold, although Bill and Becky are not here because
they got snowed in Virginia. So we will keep them in our prayers for safe return. I think they were going to try to come back today. But anyway, I'm glad you're here, and I hope that you're glad to be here as well. We do have some announcements, and the first thing that I want to say is that Patricia is going to be out of the office for a couple of weeks. Her daughter had her second child, a little girl, and mother and baby are both doing well, but Patricia's going down to care for Anna and the baby for a couple of weeks. So she will be out of the office. So we may need some help getting the bulletin together. I can probably do it, but if anybody is interested and able and willing to help, I would appreciate that. Also pray for Patricia as she travels, because apparently Northern South Carolina, which is where her daughter and son-in-law live, got a good amount of snow, and it's been very cold. So as she travels, keep her in your prayers. But we will still be having the annual meeting of the congregation on January 29th, and we will not only receive the annual report that day, but we will elect officers. I understand from the nominating committee that we have a full slate of deacons to elect and treasurers, but we do not have any elders at this point. So if you know anyone who would be willing to serve, please talk to Becky or one of the other members of the nominating committee, and we will, Joe's one, and we need to try to get that taken care of. But regardless of whether we have a full slate of elders, we're going to go ahead and elect deacons and trustees, because they need to be able to move forward. So anyway, our meeting will be January 29th after church. Cornerstone Project, we will be cooking and serving for Cornerstone on the 16th and 17th of January. Cheryl is not able to be here today, but she has already planning ahead for it. And as I mention this, I want to mention that she is probably going to be bringing in, we always take milk down, and she's probably going to be bringing in milk if she is able to buy it on sale, and put it in the deep freezer that's in the furnace room and downstairs. So if you see that freezer is plugged in, please leave it plugged in so that she can freeze that milk and then it can be thawed. And as always, chopping, slicing, pouring, stirring, all of those things, if you can do that, if you can open a can, we would love to have you on the Monday to help cook. And then, of course, everyone is welcome to come and serve on the Tuesday. There will be an information about a catch basin that has been proposed. And I'm going to let you read that here, but the meeting will take place. It's just an informational meeting. And we're going to we've invited some folks from Peaselburg to come and talk about their experience with the flood. And I think maybe somebody from the sanitation district or the city will be here also to talk about the plans, just to keep the congregation informed about what the session has been requested to do. So please come, and a light lunch will be provided. Bill Lindsay is in charge of setting things up, and I'm not sure that there's a sign-up sheet yet, but if you are planning to come, we kind of would like to know so that we can have numbers of sandwiches to buy. We still need liturgists for the year, although I do have January and February covered, so if you want to think ahead, anywhere from March and beyond, sign up out in the narthex. Patricia is still working on the directory, so if you need to make changes to the directory, let her know. Thank you to everyone who donated school supplies. I think they're still out there, and I'll be taking them to Covington Partners this week. And thank you for your support of Be Concerned during the Christmas season throughout the year. And then there is a blurb about 5 ways to find out if church is canceled. And you can always call the pastor. Follow one of these ways or call me. That would be fine. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear this morning? Yes, Jim. Okay. I don't actually know what the schedule for that is, but I imagine if you guys want to take things down, they would take things at any time. Okay, thank you. Are there any other? Yes, Jean?
I received an announcement from St. Boniface James Churches, and it was a thank you for our contributions to the Giving Tree. I forgot to bring it, so I'll bring it back and put it on the board.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we were able to help. Yes, Jack?
We have a late announcement.
Very good. I appreciate how giving this church is, and to everyone who gave to Buckhorn or to St. Boniface, a huge thank you for them. Are there any other announcements? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. In the beginning, the glory of God was. The waters became land, the land became people.
The land became bread became life.
Let us praise God for water, soil, bread, and life.
Let us praise God whose glory lives in each of us.
Please join me in the prayer of the day. Let us pray. God of creation and redemption, be present with us today as we worship you and share your love with one another. Lead us to live more fully in your way, the way of water and the Spirit. This we pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. The first reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Hear the word of the Lord. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not fail or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand and join together in singing the hymn of praise, which is number 461 in the large blue hymnal.
Friends, we are but imperfect human beings, created by God as good, but fallen short of God's intention for our existence. Let us admit our errors and seek God's grace. Let us pray. God of mercy and forgiveness, in our baptism, you call us to be your people, not only for our own reclamation, but for the reclamation of the world. Yet for many of us, it has become only a rite of passage instead of the life-changing event it is meant to be. Forgive us, O Lord, and in the remembrance of our baptisms today, let us become those who live not for ourselves, but for and in the way of Jesus, the baptized. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, when we receive the waters of life, we are reborn, we are cleansed, and we are made new. See and hear the waters of your baptism, and know that you are forgiven. Amen. To one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another. Good.
Thank you.